99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I don't have to do it. Turn it up. On demand.
So starting a relationship is always, you know, precarious. It's those early texts that you share with one another kind of sets the tone for, you know, your interest level and all that stuff. And it can be kind of important, right?
Well, yeah. And then you have to make sure that you guys are on the same page as you go along and get to know each other.
So I was on a website and I saw these texts that are not necessarily guaranteed, but could potentially scare away a guy. But I was reading them and I'm like, it doesn't have to necessarily be a guy. It could be like if a guy texts any of these to a girl or you know, potential partner or whatever.
That could be a little creepy and red flag-ish.
Yeah. So when you text the endless paragraph, that's like the every tiny detail of your day. You know, maybe it's how you talk to like your friends, but it's a bit much for a dude. And it's a bit much maybe for a text message. So
I don't have enough time to do all that.
So save that for when you actually talk to the person in real life.
I don't even think I share that much with my husband.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So I'm doing okay so far.
I guess so, yeah. The passive aggressive texts, you know?
Okay, like example.
It's like, all right, if you're, you know, kind of upset at him, especially if, you know, instead of telling him, hey, look, you know, I'm mad at this or I'm mad at what you did or I'm mad at this, you drop clues hoping he picks up on them and then make some sort of grand gesture to apologize. It is the classic, hey, what's wrong? Nothing.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
How you feeling? Okay. Period. Fine. Period. I mean, getting those texts back, it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
What did I?
Then see, that's their open door to ask. Anything wrong?
What's wrong? Nothing.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Okay.
So.
And then, well, then most guys will just be like, okay. I mean, I don't know if a lot of guys are going to keep probing.
Well, especially if I don't know, the other person's angry. You don't want the person to continue to be angry. So,
right.
I don't know. The what are we text.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, it's always dicey on who's the one that starts that conversation.
Yeah, and I think that is one of those things that, you know, especially when you start into a relationship and you don't have any really expectations and you're just kind of going with the flow. And then all of a sudden, maybe it's a couple weeks, maybe it's a month, maybe whatever. You guys kind of continuing to hang around each other.
I feel like there's a couple of times where that conversation starts and it's either A, when there's another possibility that's popping up. Or B, it's been a long time. You're like maybe at a year and you haven't talked about what you guys are yet. And then you feel like, okay, this is kind of ridiculous. What's happening here?
Yeah, these texts will scare a guy away. Why aren't you answering my texts?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I am notorious. It doesn't matter if you text, like, there will be some times when I'm at, like, I always have my phone with me. I shouldn't say that. But that there will be times when I'm in a mental state where, like, I can't accept any other incoming thoughts or questions or whatever.
Incoming thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. So if you text me, I may see it, but I'm like, I'm getting to you later. Like,
yeah.
Like, I can't dive into that right now.
But and then you forget.
Yeah, or it'll be hours later, or sometimes in my case, it'll be a day later, and I'll get, hey, and then I'm classic with the, hey, just saw this, even though I saw it when you sent it, I just couldn't see it to, like, absorb the information. Then.
I was in the middle of a thing, I was doing something,
and wasn't
in the right space to be able to give you
the full attention
that this text deserves.
So I'm telling you that as a guy to say that if you follow up immediately with, hey, you know, hey.
I know you saw that.
I know. It's like, man, those read receipts are the worst. Like,
I know.
I never have my read receipts on. I'm like, I don't need you seeing when I see your text. Like, no.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than knowing that it says seen
yes.
on there, and yep. then they just don't respond.
So don't.
And it's like, well, what does that mean?
I know.
You
so
saw
then,
it. I know you saw it.
Exactly. So then the just texting the question marks, the question, yeah. send.
Well, typically, I get those when my husband's at the grocery store and he sent me a question and I was like vacuuming or something and didn't see it immediately. And then he's just all like, question mark, like I am standing in the aisle right now. I need this answer immediately.
Quick tangent. Some of the funniest TikToks I'm seeing right now are of the wives that are like, I sent my husband to the store to buy bread and milk. And it's like her phone blowing up with like, is it this type of milk or this type of milk? This type of bread or this type of bread? What, like, what do you want? I'm
there
the same
choices.
Way. I'm
There's
like,
lots of choices.
I'm like texting pictures. I'm like, answer me back. I'm like, like I gotta know. And then, finally it is the, text that will scare away a guy. The stalker text.
Oh.
And this refers to you doing some social media stalking and oh. then bringing something up and that he has done without...
Why did you like this post?
Without y'all talking about it.
Oh.
So, like, you see him doing something on social media or you go diving into his social media and, like, this is something that occurred several weeks ago or whatever and you bring it up and he's like, wait, how did you know that?
Are you screenshotting things and saying, what is this?
Oh, my God.
Look at this like right here. Do you want to explain that?
And that's the worst, too, is when you screenshot something to send it to your friend and then you send it back to the person that you sent it
that
you're doing
that's
it
to. Really, that's a
oh,
level,
that's
huh?
so great. That's nope. so great. So, anyways, there you go. Text that will scare away a guy or anyone, for that matter. These are always very awkward texts to send and receive. Brittany,
texting is just so difficult to navigate. Anyway, you can't sense tone a lot of times, and just you know, again with the whole, you know, they read it. Why aren't they responding?
We got a text from a listener that was like, my boyfriend will only read the last text I sent him, so I can't send more than one at a time until he responds to me. And I do this too. It's not just your boyfriend. Like, I will literally do this, where if you send me a series of text bubbles, and there's maybe like four or five there, I'm responding to just the last one.
You can't just scroll up to get the entire conversation?
No, it doesn't
How
matter.
How hard is that?
Again, it's the energy. I'm like, I have the energy and the brain power to only answer one of these right now.
That is the epitome of lazy.
Well, hi, my name is Ben. Nice to meet you.
And I only read the subject line of emails, too.
That's right. 99.7 EJX.